You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
As we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, Browns Nation, as we know, there's no off-season for volunteering. You are the very best fans in the National Football League, and we're asking you to continue to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours right here in your local Cleveland community or wherever you may be in Browns Nation. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. You could do that by visiting clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Wow, 1 hour in the books, electrifying hour, another one to go. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regei. We're in for the vacationing Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura, and let's go right back to our Ohio Business Machines hotline with so much swirling around, and welcome in the woman who does a terrific job on the beat side, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com for your Cleveland Browns, Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're terrific. Thank you for joining us. And it's becoming a very short summer with all the goings on with the Cleveland Browns. And Mary Kay couldn't help but notice that you were hard at work last weekend as the latest in the Josh Gordon saga unfolded. Mary Kay, where do you feel that the NFL might be now? Did this latest affect anything differently than what you had thought? And are the Cleveland Browns continuing to kind of be handcuffed by all this, not knowing with what's going to be done with Gordon?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation, but I think, first of all, it won't help his appeal hearing. It will not help that at all. They're supposed to kind of be treated separately, but I think they'll look at this a little bit more globally and take into account the fact that Josh Gordon does need some kind of an intervention right now. So I have to think that all parties involved are working toward something that, you know, could possibly best benefit Josh Gordon. Right now, to me, that seems to be more of an inpatient rehab type of thing, if he's willing to do that. I actually think it would be a good idea for the Browns to make him some kind of an ultimatum along those lines. And, you know, we'll see if he's up for that and ready to go.
Mary Kay, I think he's got to be up for it if they offered it, because this kid is, I mean, obviously, he needs help. I'm not ready to give up on him right now, but I initially, before all this come down, I was thinking maybe 6 to 8 games. And again, now, do you see possibly the year or something like that? Or are you still, I mean, like us, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I mean, I wish I had some insight into how those negotiations are going, but everyone is so mum on this. All I can say is that what I do know is that the Browns have reached out to some professionals to try to get Josh Gordon the help that he needs. I do know that. And then just in terms of the suspension, when you look at some of the other guys that have had the one-year ban, they have not won their appeals this year. So he'd have to have a really compelling case to win that appeal. So, you know, right now I don't see it happening.
Mary Kay, can you believe it's only, what, 15, 16 days training camp is getting ready to start? It just seemed like we just ended this season, but I think we're all ready to get started again.
Yeah, you know, I think we are ready to get this started, because, you know, we need to talk some football. And even though I think these storylines will continue to dominate training camp, Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel, I do think that, you know, we will be able to sprinkle in some actual football and what's going on the field and, you know, who's going to win some starting jobs and things like that. So I think everybody's ready to get going. But you're right about that. We have not had a break for a long, long time. When you consider that even last offseason, we were dealing with a coach firing last year. So it's been a long time since there's been any kind of a break in the action. But this season, offseason has been a killer.
Pleasure to be chatting with Mary Kay Cabot. Make sure you check her out, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Mary Kay, once again, Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans has said he doesn't want to play for that football team any longer. 7-time Pro Bowler. He does turn 33 tomorrow. Would you believe that, given possibly that Gordon is suspended for the year, Would you believe that the Browns would be heavily interested in this perennial Pro Bowl wide receiver? But Mary Kay, if so, what's the cost and how far might you think they'd be willing to go to acquire a number one like Andre Johnson?
Well, the cost is very, very high. Something like, I think, $11 million if you were to try to trade for him for next year. That's outrageous for a receiver who is turning 33. And I do remember back in May, I think it was, when Ray Farmer was on 92 Fan, and he was saying, he was asked point blank at that time, would you be interested in Andre Johnson? That was the day that he actually was talking about the fact that you don't need a superstar receiver to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They very rarely ever win you one. He also said, hey, you know, that guy's my age almost. And, you know, so I did not get the feeling.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I did not get the feeling at all that he was interested in Andre Johnson. And even at that time, he knew full well that they were probably going to be without Josh Gordon.
Mary Kay, could you give us a rundown on, with training camp getting ready to start, some of these guys that obviously was hurt last year, like a Travis Benjamin, Deion Lewis and company. I mean, how are they doing? I mean, are most of these guys, are all these guys going to be ready to go?
There's a lot of guys standing around on the sidelines, at least there was during the mandatory minicamp. Now, Mike Patton says most of them will be ready for training camp, except for Travis Benjamin will probably start training camp on the physically unable to perform list. But he seemed to think that some of the other guys, like maybe a Charles Johnson, the wide receiver that the Browns picked up off the practice squad of the Packers last year, that he might be ready to go. We'll see. Nate Burleson was also standing around, Miles Austin. So the whole receiving core, the guys that are supposed to step in there for Josh Gordon, they were pretty banged up during minicamp. A lot of those guys need to come back, and somebody needs to take the bull by the horns here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, a great way to put it, because, Mary Kay, with regard to that position, the wide receivers, it seems like that's exactly what the Browns are hoping for. So what's your confidence level right now? And we know it's only the second week of July, but what's your confidence level that a combination of Anthony Armstrong, possibly, who's been in Shanahan's system, and as you said, if Miles Austin and Nate Burleson can stay healthy, with Andrew Hawkins in the slot, maybe Benjamin gets back. One of the younger guys, Willie Snead, anybody that we saw at training camp. Where's your confidence level that this receiving core, even though the run game is going to be emphasized, that this receiving core will be strong enough to offensively balance his team out?
You know, I think they have enough guys to get the job done and get the job done well, providing that you do have a healthy Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, and maybe one of those other guys, a Charles Johnson, and eventually Travis Benjamin. Mm-hmm. I think there's enough talent there. If Nate Burleson still has enough left in the tank, and he's so excited about being able to come in here and really, you know, show everybody that he does still have it. And then you have Andrew Hawkins, and he wants to step out of the shadow of the trio of really great Bengals receivers and show that he's a great receiver in his own right. So, you know, the passion and the drive is there for all these guys. I do think that they can get it done if they can get on the field. We all know that the best ability right now is reliability, so they need these guys on the field.
Mary Kay, we've had high hopes for this football team, and with all the coaches that we've had, I mean, it's just been been crazy, and all the ones we're probably still paying. What's your comfort level now? You think we finally got it right? You think we're ready to go?
You know what? I am not going to say anymore. What I think, you have to show me victories anymore. I've seen so many coaches go through here. I've seen so many quarterbacks, so many regimes. And we keep hearing the same refrain over and over again. Mike Pettine's talking a great ball game. I like what I hear. I like his personality. I like that he has strength of character and that he's a self-assured guy. I do not like head coaches that show chinks in the armor. I don't like that. I've seen plenty of them come through here, and this guy is not showing that. So, you know, that gives me a sense of confidence for Browns fans that this team is in good hands. But you have to show it on the football field. And I'm right now, I'm just reserving judgment on anyone until they can start winning 8 or 9 games.
I like that. Bottom line, it's all about winning. Just win now, to somewhat paraphrase the late Al Davis. Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, with that in mind, let's move over quickly to the rookie quarterback, Johnny Manziel. Do you believe that now there has been, because of a lot of his off-field decisions, he has not been arrested and he has not run afoul of the law, but because of the perception, do you believe he's going to be starting from a little bit difficult place with the veterans on this football team that need to see from him what you just said, him to be able to come right out and be able to perform and produce at a very capable level?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this last as I was looking at yet another photo of Johnny, you know, just out having a good time. And I was thinking about all the hours that he has spent crisscrossing the country. We're just talking about since May 8th, since the day that he was drafted. We can chronicle everywhere that he's been, all the times that we've seen him out. And those are just, you know, that's just what we know about. When you add up all those hours, it seems to me that there's a lot of lost time that he really could have been preparing to win this starting job. And the reason why I say that, everyone needs a break. Everyone needs some time off. But the truth of the matter is he really has had time off since the end of his college season. I mean, I know that you prepare for the draft and things like that. But, you know, for the most part, he hasn't played organized football in a long time. So I don't think he has prepared hard enough from the draft until now for this opportunity. And, you know, I went to the rookie symposium. I listened to some speeches of rookies that spoke that were really good rookies from last year. And one of them said, I never even left. I did not leave between minicamp and training camp. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show that I was dedicated and committed, and I didn't care if it was only me and the janitor in the building. So I think that's the kind of attitude you need to take, and right now I'm not seeing it.
Guys, I can give you my experience on this whole thing with only, 15, 16, or even 30 days left in order to get ready for training camp. I was all in. I'm talking about, you know, training twice a day, just trying to get ready, do the things you have to do in order to get ready for that season. And, I don't think we'll see any more of those pitchers. I hope we do not. I'll say that.
Couple of weeks away, and Mary Kay, we have heard, we've seen this tweeted out, Dante Whitner, Jabal Sheard, even Craig Robertson, Paul Kruger, all of them in the last 2 to 3 weeks have discussed almost, or at least given us a glimpse of the Billy Winn, of their training regimen and what they're doing in the gym that day.
Oh, yeah, and that's what you want to see. You want to see complete dedication. I look back to the year, the lockout year. And I remember I even, you know, got on a plane and flew to Texas where Colt McCoy was conducting largely with some of his own money camp Colt, you know. So that's the kind of dedication that you want to see in the off season and before training camp. And I, quite frankly, I've been shocked that it just hasn't been handled that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be very compelling, Mary Kay. You're going to stay extremely busy. I can just envision you running back and forth as you always do from the media room to the practice field with deadlines involved. But I know you are very, very good at preparing for that and making it happen.
She'll get a workout in, huh?
She always does.
I'm doing my own two-a-days to get ready.
Are you? I don't doubt that for a minute. Don't doubt it for a minute. Thanks so much for joining us,
Absolutely.
Mary Kay.
Absolutely.
Always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you here in a short bit of time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com.
She is good at what she does.
She's very, very good at what she does. And you know, as you said, hear her say, I'm all about now winning. I've seen all of the head coaches and coaches, because I'm the same way, quite honestly.
I can see her now. When she was answering that question, she threw her hands probably in the air and said, you got to show me now. You can't just give me lip service. I have to see it.
That's our Mary Kay is very animated, and yet, she knows of what she sees and what she hears. And We always enjoy her thoughts here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I want to remind all of you, ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the very latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Oh, are we stacked up with our Ohio business machines? Hot topics of the day. I want all of you to think about this as we go to break. You ready to tweet at the show? At Browns underscore daily, at Michael Regai, at Hanford Top Dog D. Here's your Twitter question of the day. Who will play for a Cleveland professional sports team first as we go forward? LeBron James or Josh Gordon?
Wow.
Let that marinate. Now let that marinate, and we'll delve into that a little bit later. A lot more coming up. Dog and I still have a lot to do. Woo woo! On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.